When Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz began the Brooklyn Book Festival in 2006, it featured 60 authors speaking and presenting over the course of one Saturday. It's grown into the third largest book festival in America and the largest free literary event in New York City. This year's festival, which will be held in the Brooklyn Borough Hall area this coming Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., will feature 90 panels and 340 writers that include the likes of Joyce Carol Oates, Tom Wolfe, Mary Higgins Clark, Gail Collins, Walter Mosley, Art Spiegelman, Sharon Olds, Billy Collins, Colson Whitehead, Dennis Lehane, Edwidge Danticat, Colin McCann, Juan Gabriel Vasquez, Jonathan Ames, and many, many others. Joining us now is Johnny Temple, the publisher of Akashic Books and chair of the Brooklyn Literary Council. Welcome back to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is the 8th annual festival. Was it originally your idea?
It was originally the borough president's idea. I think that when Marty Markowitz came into office, he knew that he wanted to have a big book festival because Brooklyn has such a tremendous literary legacy. And when I moved to Brooklyn and became a book publisher, I thought I had a similar idea. And at some point, I met Marty and Carolyn Greer, who works for Marty. And I asked them if it was something they had ever considered, and they said, yes, it's something we've always wanted to do. And I brought a lot of energy to the project to help sort of get it off the ground. But it was definitely something that Marty had, you know, always wanted to do. And I'd like to think that I was, you know, one of the catalysts that helped make it happen.
Well, you kind of oversee it these days. When did it begin to grow into something of a week-long event?
That happened, I think, about... now that we're in our 8th year, I'm sort of losing track of the years, but I think about 3 or 4 years ago, we started adding the bookend events. The festival, the heart of the festival remains that one-day outdoor event, which is Sunday, September 22nd this year. But now, there for the week leading up, starting the Monday before, there are events all over Brooklyn in many different venues, from nightclubs to bookstores to cafes, museums, etc., featuring additional programming leading up to the big day of.
The process of signing up over 300 writers to come to the Borough Hall area on the same day must be a daunting task. And then you have to find venues for the events. You have 14 different stages?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's incredibly daunting, and especially when you consider the fact that it's a lot of the programming is run by volunteers. The Brooklyn Literary Council, of which I'm chair, is a group of about 20 or 25 publishing professionals, publishers, editors, publicists, agents, and other people involved in, you know, in a life of letters, and all of us get together along with Marty Markowitz's staff, and we start planning, you know, about a month after one festival ends, we start planning the next year, and it's intimidating to do every year, but now that we've done it 7 times very successfully, and an 8th as of Sunday, at least we all know that in fact it can be done, and it's exciting to year after year build on what we've done before.
I'm assuming that it will continue even after Marty Markowitz leaves office at the end of this year.
Absolutely.
Wasn't the festival, you kind of mentioned, originally meant to be a celebration of the many writers who came from or live in Brooklyn? Brooklyn has had some pretty glittering names in its past. Walt Whitman, Thomas Wolfe, Norman Mailer, Truman Capote, and many others. Now so many famous writers live there. But you've been inviting writers from all over the world: Spain, Israel, Argentina, South Africa, Lebanon, Jamaica, France, Ireland.
Yeah, it was never intended to be exclusively Brooklyn authors, though as you point out, Brooklyn's literary legacy was a sort of core inspiration. For me personally, when I moved into Fort Greene, Brooklyn, in 1990, I was amazed to find out that Richard Wright had written some of his novel Native Son in Fort Greene Park, and that novel would go on to be the first nationally best-selling book by an African-American author. But of course, you know, Walt Whitman, as you point out, predates Richard Wright by nearly 100 years. However, it wasn't supposed to be exclusively Brooklyn authors. first year, it was heavily Brooklyn authors. It was maybe 50% of the authors were, you know, based in Brooklyn. But as soon as we realized that we had a great idea, and as soon as the first year was a big success, we knew that we wanted to turn it into really an international book fair, which is what it is now. And it will always have a Brooklyn flavor because it originates here. And Brooklyn's, you know, incredible diversity is one of the core values of informs one of the core values of the festival. And so there will always be a Brooklyn flavor, but we you know, always try to make a big point of the fact that it's not at all remotely limited to Brooklyn authors. Every year, the percentage of Brooklyn authors is reduced a little bit, but at the same time, there's still many, many authors included every year. If we have 300 authors, there's still dozens who are based in Brooklyn.
Who comes up with the ideas for the various panel discussions? You have 90 panels and conversations that are scheduled for this year.
Yeah, we the volunteers on the Brooklyn Literary Council, we divide ourselves up into different programming committees: the fiction committee, nonfiction, poetry, young adult, international, children's, etc., poetry. And these committees of people bat around ideas and try, you know, every year we of course have repeat authors. There's people like Pete Hamill, who I think has been at the Brooklyn Book Festival either every year or nearly every year. But of course every year we do want to be adding lots of new voices. And so we try to make the most exciting programming we possibly can. We don't want to limit our literary programming to just authors sitting in front of microphones reading their books. And while there are some programs that do feature author readings, there are many more that feature discussion, debate, and other different types of programming.
This year's Best of Brooklyn Inc. Award, the so-called BOBI, is being given to a young adult book author, Lois Lowry. Why her?
Well, she's a phenomenal writer with an incredible body of work, and our annual book award, the BOBI Award, is not an award for an individual book. It's an award for a body of work, and so
somebody pick up that phone.
Yeah, sorry about that. So we had never, in addition to just her body of work speaking for itself, we also had never presented the award to someone whose work was primarily for, you know, young readers. And our programming at the festival from year one for young readers, both children's and young adult programs, has always been extremely robust. And so it was entirely appropriate for us to be presenting her with the award this year, joining others like Edwidge Danticat and all the other Walter Mosley and the people before her that we've presented the award to, including Pete Hamill and others. But we have not, you know, this is our first author, you know, of books for young people to present the award to.
The events, as I said, are held on 14 stages, and it can get a bit frustrating for people who want to see more than one event. I would like to see the panel on writing nonfiction that my brother Philip is on, but it's scheduled at the same time as something I'm participating in called Something to Hide, Writers Against the Surveillance State that Penn and the ACLU have put together. Do people just go running from venue to venue?
They do, and frankly, it's, you know, this is that's a very good reflection of the embarrassment of riches that we have at this festival, and we get complaints consistently every single year of the very point that you're making here, is that there's so many programs and so many different stages that inevitably many book lovers will find that two of their favorite authors are on, you know, on different stages simultaneously. We brainstorm every year trying to rectify the situation, we've made little adjustments here and there, and we try to keep programs that would draw very much the exact same audience separated. Next year we will have to follow the low-pate rule to make sure that the low-pates are properly separated. It's one of the, you know, annual hurdles that we deal with and try to deal with.
Are all the events on Sunday free?
They're all free, every single one of them.
And they're all in or around the Brooklyn Borough Hall area?
Yeah, exactly. On the day of, on Sunday, it's a very centralized festival. While the bookend events in the days leading up to it are scattered across the borough, on Sunday it's very centralized, and we have 200 exhibitors also there in the out in Borough Hall Plaza, book publishers, literary magazines, literacy organizations. Again, 200 different exhibitors selling books, selling magazines, giving out information, educating people. So there's, you know, one of the main things that we like to say is that there's something for everyone at the festival, whether you're young or you're old, whatever your religion is, whoever you are, please come to our festival, and I can promise that there's something for you there.
Well, you publish books in Brooklyn. Are a lot of publishers in Brooklyn these days?
Yes, there are. You say, are there a lot of publishers in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Brooklyn is a hotbed for independent publishing, and there's even talk of some of the major publishers beginning to move across the river from Manhattan over to Brooklyn. But I would guess that there is nowhere in the country that has as many dynamic and vital independent book publishing companies as Brooklyn, from, you know, Melville House, Verso Books, and Ugly Duckling, Archipelago, and I could go on and on. That's just the highlights.
And you had a huge bestseller with a title that I can't say on the air.
Yeah, that we had a fake children's book, Go the Beep to Sleep, which was a wonderful publication for Akashic Books and helped to stabilize us, and we're proud of the book despite the profanity in the cover, in the title.
Now, we've listed a full schedule of the festival on our show page at WNYC.org. You also have a website, I'm sure.
Yep, absolutely, www.akashicbooks.com, which is AKASHICBOOKS.com.
Johnny Temple is the publisher of Akashic Books and the chair of the Brooklyn Literary Council that oversees the Brooklyn Book Festival. The 8th annual is this Sunday in the Brooklyn Borough Hall area, also the plaza. Some things will be outside. And I thank you for being on our show again.
Thank you so much for having us, and thanks for your support every year. We really appreciate it.